3 days ago. By heaven, it seems an age. But I am shaken. My reason is debauched. A while since, I fell into a momentary coma, precisely resembling an attack of petit mal. Tombs and worms and epitaphs, that is my dream. At my age, with my physique, to walk staggery like a man stricken. But all that will pass. I must collect myself. My reason is debauched. 3 days ago? It seems an age. I sat on the floor before an old sister full of letters. I lighted upon a packet of cosmos. Why, I had forgotten them. They are turning sere. Truly, I can no more call myself a young man. I sat reading, listlessly, wrapped back by memory. To muse is to be lost. Of that evil habit I must wring the neck, or look to perish. Once more I threaded the mazy sphere harmony of the minuet, reeled in the waltz, long pomps of candelabra, the noonday of the bacchanal about me. Cosmo was the very Tsar and Maharaja of the Sybarites, the Priap of the Detrache. In every unexpected alcove of the Roman villa was a couch, raised high, with necessary footstool, flanked and canopied with mirrors of clarified gold. Consumption fastened upon him. Reclining at last at table, he could, till warmed, scarce lift the wine. His eyes were like two fat glowworms, coiled together. They seemed haloed with vaporous emanations of phosphorus. Desperate, one could see, was the secret struggle with the devourer. But to the end, the princely smile persisted calm. To the end, to the last day, he continued among that comic crew, unchallenged choragus of all the rites. I will not say of Paphos, but of Chemos. And Balpeor, warmed, he did not refuse the revel, the dance, the darkened chamber. It was utterly black, rayless, approached by a secret passage, in shape circular, the air hot, haunted always by odors of balm.